The questions we ask ourselves are very often important for the way we live our life. You might ask yourself the question, how will I become rich? How will I become happy? How will I become successful? You might ask, what do I want? What's my mission? Why am I here? The questions you ask yourself frame the way you live your life as you try to answer those questions. What question, though, should we be asking ourselves? Or what questions should we be asking of ourselves? In a sicha for Yitzchak Kislev, the Rebbe suggests one possibility. The sicha is in Likutei Sichas Chelek Aleph for Yitzchak Kislev, and it begins in Ois Yud Gimel, page 73. We're going to study the sicha inside in the original Yiddish text. Chak Mochadmar Atertzelt, the Friedrich Rebbe, the sixth Rebbe Lubavitch, used to relate, B'shaster Alt Rebbe's Gizessen and Tfisa, Hotim oiskesport der tovaritich minister, das heißt, the vertreter von minister. So when the Alter Rebbe, when the Baal Tanya was sitting in jail, remember that the Alter Rebbe went to jail because there were Jews who were unhappy with the fact that the Alter Rebbe was teaching chassidus. So they told the Russian government that the money that the Alter Rebbe was sending to Eretz Yisrael, as stuck with the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, these Jews told the Alter Rebbe, told the Russian government that the Alter Rebbe was sending the money to support the Turks and to try and undermine the Russian government. So the Russian government believed the story, and they arrested the Alter Rebbe. So when the Alter Rebbe was in prison, one of the minister's assistants, the assistant of the big government minister, began to speak with the Alter Rebbe. And that minister, that assistant minister, Velchizgiven Baki in Tanakh, he was an expert, he was proficient in the Hebrew Bible. Oh, and I can learn it in Yiddish and Yonim. He was also well versed in Jewish studies, more generally speaking. Eine von der Schelles, was dort gestellt, dem Alter Rebbe, ist gewähnt wegen dem Schatz von Pasuk, Vayikra, Hashem Elikim Elo Adam, Vayim Eloi Ayekam. One of the questions that this assistant minister asked the Alter Rebbe was about the verse in Bereishis, Perek Gimel, and it says, Hashem, God, called to man, and said to him, Ayeka, where are you? The minister asked, See then, after Abishur Nit Givus, Wadden Rishin Yefinzich, Vasotim Gefekta Yeka, could it be the case that Hashem did not know where Adam was, such that he asked him, where are you? Hadam Alter Rebbe answered late Pirush Rashi. So Alter Rebbe answered the minister according to Rashi. Rashi says that Hashem did not want to overwhelm Adam by asking him about his guilt with Chet Sadas. So he began with a simpler, less intrusive question to make Adam comfortable in order that he be able to have a proper conversation with Adam. And he first began by asking him, Ayeka, where are you? Zogtim in the minister. The minister responds to the Alter Rebbe. Rashi zog v'esachalein. I know what Rashi says in my own. I'm able to read Rashi. Chvilo b'heren pshat from the Rebbe. I want to hear an explanation in this verse, an original explanation from you. Hotim the Alter Rebbe Genfert. So the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, answers the minister. V'shas amen shiz alta zoi fil yor l'moshin. If a person is such and such many years old, zogin dik thereby the genoyat sol yorin from the minister. Then the Alter Rebbe states the minister's exact age, something which must have surprised the minister, because how would the Alter Rebbe have known how old the minister is? So when a person is such and such number of years old, let's say 40 years old, Shrektim de Ebishter, Hashem asks, Ayeko, Vu bistu, where are you? Meaning to say, Tzivestu ivas du bist bashafin gvarn of the veld. Do you know why are you here? Do you know why you were created in this world? Vas tu darfstan, what you must do, what you must carry out, on vas tu hast getan, and are you aware of what you have thus far accomplished? On chak mochad mor hat ois gefiert, and the Friedrich Rebbe continued to say, dem Alter Rebbe's entrance to minister hat ihm der Alter Rebbe abgeratvit von kleisa nefesh, neshoma iskank. The Alter Rebbe's conversation with the minister caused the Alter Rebbe not to experience a spiritual expiration. By the great spiritual masters, by the Hasidic masters, and even by the Tanoim, we see this by Ben Azai, we see this by Nadav and Avihu, if somebody is in a state of spiritual ecstasy, that state of spiritual ecstasy can cause somebody to die. Meaning they can achieve such a great state of spiritual ecstasy, they want their neshama to leave their body and reunite with Hashem. So, says the Friedrich Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe was at risk of experiencing Kleis HaNefesh. He was at risk of dying as a result of his ecstasy. Why was he going to ecstasy? Room the Alter Rebbe is given besimcha gdeila v'srat zeich given zitzin tfisse und sich meiser nefesh sein farteres Baal Shem Tov v'raya v'magid. The Alter Rebbe was in a state of tremendous ecstasy because he merited to be imprisoned for engaging in self-sacrifice in order to spread the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal Shem Tov's chief disciple, the Maggid. Eretz Rifun Gehat Agresen Tainuk Bees Kleis Nefesh. And the Alter Rebbe received so much delight from this fact to the point that he was going to expire. Nor, B'Shasr Zich Patracht, as the Eibishter effect by Yedim mentioned. But when the Alter Rebbe contemplated on the fact that he told the minister that Hashem every day asks every person, as in every person, every Jew, every non-Jew, doesn't matter who you are, every human who exists, Ayeka, where are you? Why are you here? Sihater Iftan Vasar Darf Iftan. Have you accomplished what you need to accomplish? Hatasif Mpail Given Erzo Bleiben Lamata on Hashem and Aguf. That brought the Alter Rebbe out of his ecstasy, that brought the Alter Rebbe out of his reverie, and reminded him that he should remain down here as an embodied soul. And by remaining an embodied soul, he would accomplish those things which his Nisham was meant to accomplish down here below. Something which happened to our leaders, our holy rebbes, and something which a nasi, a leader, and a shepherd of the Jewish people gave over and told, that is a lesson to his flock, to the congregation of chassidim, and through the chassidim to all Jewish people. Every Jew must know, as the she'ela ayeka, the question, where are you? Where are you on your life journey? Why are you here? What have you accomplished thus far? And what will you accomplish? Frekmin by yedim einim shtendik. It's constantly asked of everyone. From the greatest of Jews to the smallest of Jews. Nor the she'ela kum tzu'yeda einim loit zayn mos. But the question of, where are you? Why are you here? What have you thus far accomplished, and what must you accomplish, is tailored to every person relative to who they are. By ein mond men meet der shela ayeka, ophalten sich von klaisen nefesh. By some people, the question of ayeka demands that they not engage in expiration of the soul. That they shouldn't follow the path of spiritual intensity to the point that the spiritual intensity causes them to die. And that's the Hasidic explanation of how it is that Nadav and Avihu died. It says, Bekarvasim of Hashem, as they approached, as they came close to Hashem, Vayamusum, they died. Meaning to say that by engaging in overly much spiritual ecstasy, a person can die, a person can cease to be. So by some people, the question of Ayeka makes them recall, makes them remember that they have a mission, and they should not engage in the state of overly much spiritual ecstasy. Nor, but rather, they should do their work and their mission down here of affecting a dwelling place for Hashem in the lower realms. But for some people, the question of Ayeka, which asks you to take stock and say, where are you on life's journey? What have you thus far accomplished, and what are you meant to accomplish? What is your mission? Why are you here? That question of Ayeka is meant to break such a person, is meant to break certain people out of a reverie of being completely subsumed, completely stuck in lust. Be the lust, consumption in Netflix, be it consumption in food, whatever that person, gambling, whatever that person's particular brand of lust is, Ayeka asks, what is your mission? And are you achieving that mission? And that can break you out of that reverie of lack of awareness. Unot der money, the very demand that Ayeka asks, is anasinas koyach, that empowers us. As yeder einers al durchfir in zayn avoda un oisfir in de kavana to leave vaser is bashafim givarn besimcha v'tuvleva. That empowers everyone to execute their work in this world and to accomplish the intention for what for which they were created in the world, and not just to accomplish it, but that the person should be able to accomplish it in a state of joy.
The Alten Rebbe's Meister is Yekun Mitzadim Kitrug versus Givarin Demolt, or Yetim Gilei Rosen Deiraisa, Teres Achsedis.
Now, you might ask that this question of Ayeka, of where are you, seems more like a teaching for Parshat Bereishis. What's the connection between this teaching of Ayeka and Yotes Kislev and the Alter Rebbe's imprisonment? The Rebbe says the spiritual reason for the Alter Rebbe's imprisonment was the fact that there was a divine prosecution. In the divine realms, there was a dissatisfaction with the fact that the Alter Rebbe was revealing the mysteries of the Torah, which are in Chassidus. And the idea is that mysteries are very dangerous. Sometimes things are hidden for a reason. And if they're revealed, they could lead people to bad places. So in the divine realm, there was an open question against the Alter Rebbe. Was it appropriate that the Alter Rebbe was revealing these secrets? B'shas the Alter Rebbe megal given, faris given, rosen deraisa, so al yidin. When the Alter Rebbe revealed and publicized the deepest mysteries of the Torah to all Jews, durich deh masot zich arop ketrogen, seichel v'chabad v'nefshalikis, through expressing these mysteries of Torah in a rationally comprehensible way, or at least in a way that is comprehensible to the rationality of the divine soul, and by articulating the spiritual ideas of Chassidus, by articulating the deepest mysteries in the Torah in a way that's comprehensible to the intellect of the divine soul, it's further comprehensible to the intellect of the intellectual soul and to the intellect of the animal soul. And these three concepts are explained, it's explained in Tanya, it's explained in the Maimarim of the Alter Rebbe and in the Tzemach Tzedek, that broadly speaking, we have two souls, we have two drives. We have a divine soul and an animal soul. The divine soul is focused on what Hashem wants, and the animal soul is very lustful. Now the part of your consciousness that wants to do what Hashem wants also has a certain rationality to it. So ideas can be expressed which are understood by the rationality of the part of you which wants to follow what Hashem wants. But your animal soul, your lusty self, also has a certain calculus. Meaning, let's say that you lust after red cars, red sports cars. So you now have a desire to get a red sports car. So your nefesh ha-bahamis, your lusting animal self, is going to figure out all sorts of stratagems in order to achieve that desire of getting a red sports car. But the point is that nefesh ha-bahamis, that lusty soul, could also be taught that it's in its best interest to seek spiritual goods and not necessarily red sports cars. Or that if one does buy a red sports car, that one could drive a red sports car in such a way that the driving of the red sports car is more consonant with positive divine values. And finally, the nefesh ha-sichlis is sort of a intermediary between the lusting part of the self and the higher part of the self. It's more of a egotistical self, which is more cold, rational, and thought out, and tries to think about what are my broader interests. So it's not about lust per se, but it's about general interests, which is egotistical, but it's a much more refined sort of egotism than the very strong, powerful animal lust. But getting back to the main point, we're saying that what does Chassidus Chabad accomplish? Chassidus Chabad tries to articulate mysterious ideas, the mysteries of the Torah, the deepest dimensions of the Torah, in a rational way. And that rationality, that rational articulation, is able to talk to all the various rational dimensions of the human psyche. The divine dimension, the intellectual dimension, and even the lusty animal dimension, which has a rationality of its own. Even a cow understands that grass that's sour is bad for me, and grass that's sweet is good for me, or I like grass that's good for me. Even a cow, even an animal, does have a calculus. And if you explain things to an animal in animal's terms, then the animal's behavior can be changed. And as a result of these ideas penetrating the intellect of the various levels of consciousness, that will also take along the physical body and make it such that the physical body will behave in a better way. But there was a prosecution. There was an unhappiness in the divine realms over the fact that even though the author was doing such a wonderful thing, he was nonetheless degrading the mysteries of the Torah by making them accessible in a rational way. He was taking them out of their ethereal wrapping and making them much more accessible. So as a result, there was a prosecution above, and that manifested in a prosecution below that the Alter Rebbe ends up in jail. As I look in a similar fashion, the Nitzachin Geula versus Given Dalimata is as Given Mitzadem Vaslamailot Nigab Meshus, a Koyachonat Sibui, or to Antlak and Rosen, bees in Menschelchen Sechel. Mitzadem Zikun Ech Dalimata, the Geula from Alter Rebbe and Teresachsens. So just as the Alter Rebbe's imprisonment is a function of the fact that there was a prosecution in the divine realm against the revelation of the mysterious elements of Torah in a rational way, so too, the fact that Alter Rebbe was freed is a result of the fact that it was decided in the divine realm that now was the appropriate time to reveal the mysteries of the Torah in a rationally accessible manner. And that's why the Alter Rebbe is freed from prison. Wie kann das aber sein, als man soll nehmen Rosen der Rosen und er abzogen sehen Menschen Sechel bis Jashvus? Rosen der Rosen darf in der Peil sein in der Kleis und Nefesh und Hefe Chunas Jashvus. The Rebbe asks, though, there seems to be something paradoxical and puzzling here. How could it be that the most sublime mysteries of the Torah could be brought down in a way that they can be settled within human rationality? Shouldn't it be the case that the most mysterious dimensions of the Torah should cause a person to have a flight of the soul? To make it such, the person ceases to be because they go into an ecstasy over these great mysteries.
Nor. B'shas der Alter Rebbe und sein Maimed from Kleis HaNefesh hat der Herr dem Ayekam. When the Alter Rebbe was in his state of Kleis HaNefesh, he was in a state of ecstasy, and his soul might have left his body. When he perceived this idea of Ayekam, why are you here? Die Sheila was min fektel mun maila. Tziyat men durch yefir di kavanas habriya tzimachin lo yisborach diya betachtenim. Have you fulfilled the divine intention of making this world into a habitation for the divine? Gites akoyach, that question of ayeka empowers us as the tachtonim vize zainin bimtziusin zoln ze zain adira tzu atzmos.
That makes it such, the fact that Hashem is asking this question of ayeka, where are you, that empowers us to make it such that the lower realms, that this world can be a habitation for Hashem in His ultimate reality. And why is that? How is it possible that we can make this world a place where Hashem's ultimate reality should manifest? Shouldn't it be the case that, as Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, ki lo yirani ha'odam v'choy, that rationally speaking, that according to the laws of nature, a person cannot perceive divinity and still live? So the Rebbe answers,
Das hat Arab genommen Allah Hagbalus.
The fact that the question comes from Atzmos, that it comes from the core essence of reality itself, that removes all limitations.
Varum.
The mentut is nit alin, nor mentut es b'shlichus shalmakim. When somebody does something, when somebody takes action, not of their own initiative, but rather they take action as an agent of the divine, as an agent of Hashem. They do things as a missionary of Hashem. Und mit den Koyach von dem, was ruft Ayeka. And a person takes action with the power of the one who calls Ayeka. Where are you? Why are you here? Was das is Atzmos, which refers to the substance of reality, ultimate reality, which, as we know from the Shulchan Rashba, and for many Makiris, such as the Rebbe Maharash, the fourth Rebbe of Chabad, that the Hashem is Nimna Hanimnois. Hashem is capable of even making things that are naturally or logically impossible, possible. Hashem is above the rules of logic, above the rules of nature, above the rules of metaphysics. So he's capable of squaring paradoxes. And Hashem is capable of bearing paradoxes. If you employ the power of paradox, if you're working through the power of Hashem, then you are able to cause the concealed parts of the Torah to come into a revealed state. This arouses and reveals the concealed parts of the soul, meaning the understanding of the mysteries of Torah, reveal the deeper parts of our consciousness. As our neshama is connected to the deeper sublime parts of Hashem. Let's summarize this sicha. When the Alter Rebbe was sitting in prison, when the Alter Rebbe was sent to jail as a result of some Jewish people telling the Russian government that the Alter Rebbe was giving money to the Turks to overthrow the Russian government, when in fact the Alter Rebbe was sending money to the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. And these Jewish people told this lie to the government because they were upset about the fact that the Alter Rebbe was teaching the teachings of the Hasidus. In any event, when the Alter Rebbe was sitting in prison as a result of this slander, he was asked many questions by the Russian governmental ministers. One of the ministers who asked the Alter Rebbe questions was a great expert in the Hebrew Bible and was also very well versed in Jewish ideas. So he asked the Alter Rebbe, what's the meaning of the verse in Bereishis Perek Gimel after the Chet Sadas when Hashem asks Adam, Ayeka? Hashem asks Adam, where are you? So the Alter Rebbe answers according to Rashi, that Rashi says that Hashem asked Adam, where are you, in order not to overwhelm Adam with his guilt, in order to have a pleasant conversation with Adam, in order that Adam should not be overwhelmed, but rather by first making some small talk, Hashem would be able to make Adam comfortable enough to own up to his guilt. The minister tells the Alter Rebbe, I can read Rashi on my own. I want to hear an original explanation of the verse Ayeka from you, from the Alter Rebbe. So the Alter Rebbe looks at the minister and he says, when a person is, and then the Alter Rebbe says the minister's exact age, let's imagine it was 45. So the Alter Rebbe says, when a person is 45 years old, Hashem comes to the person and asks the person, Ayeka, where are you? As in, where are you on life's journey? Why are you here? What's your mission in life? What have you accomplished thus far? And what do you have left to accomplish? Now, this made a very big impression on the minister, but the Friedrich Rebbe continued to say that the explanation of Ayeka didn't only make a big impression on the minister, but it also caused the Alter Rebbe himself to reflect. The Alter Rebbe was in a state of ecstasy over the fact that he was imprisoned for spreading the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid. And we know that when people go into a state of extreme ecstasy, it's possible to die of this ecstasy. We see this throughout the Jewish literature. We see this in Sefer HaChalis, where Rav Nechunya ben Akana is about to die because of the tremendous spiritual experiences that he's having and needs to be brought back by his Talmidim. We see it in Maseches Chagiga, where Ibn Azza in fact dies because he enters the Pardes and enters a realm of spiritual mystery and goes into a state of ecstasy, and therefore his neshama leaves the body. And we even see it in Parsha Shmini by Nadav and Avihu, where the Torah tells us, "Bekarvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu," that they came close to Hashem, they came too close, they had too much of an intensive spiritual experience, and that caused them to die. So the Alter Rebbe was in the state of spiritual ecstasy, and he was on the verge of possibly dying as a result of the ecstasy. But when the Alter Rebbe told the minister this teaching of Ayeka, where are you, as in where are you on life's journey, why are you here, what have you thus far accomplished, and what are you meant to accomplish, what do you have left to accomplish, that caused the Alter Rebbe to reflect on the fact that he himself had not yet completed his life mission. He still had much more to teach. His life mission was to look out for the physical needs of the Jewish people, was to talk with the Jewish people about their problems, and it was also, and perhaps most importantly, to spread the teachings of Hasidus. to spread the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid, but in the Alter Rebbe's unique way, which made the teachings of Hasidus relevant and intellectually understandable. Instead of the teachings of Hasidus being rarefied mysteries, the Alter Rebbe took Hasidus and he made Hasidus a sort of teaching that even the intellect was capable of understanding. The Rebbe says that every one of us has to ask ourselves the question of Ayeka. And not only must we ask ourselves the question, but Hashem is constantly asking this question. We only have to hear Hashem asking it. Hashem is constantly asking us, Ayeka, where are you? What is your mission? What are you meant to accomplish? What do you have left to accomplish? And each person's Ayeka asks something different relative to where they are in life. One person's Ayeka could be that it doesn't make sense for you right now to expire as a result of spiritual ecstasy. And instead, you have a responsibility to go out into the world and share Torah and to teach Torah. And for another person, Ayeka could be the wake-up call, which says, you shouldn't be watching Netflix all day. You should not be doom-scrolling Twitter all day. You should not be on Instagram all day. You should not be gambling. You should not be eating as much ice cream as you eat, or whatever other negative behavioral pattern that somebody is stuck in, because the teaching of Ayeka says that you should understand why you're here and go away from these negative distractions and instead fulfill your God-given divine mission. The Rebbe ends the Sicha by asking, why is it that this teaching of Ayeka is taught in consonance with Yutes Kislev? Why not teach it in the context of Bereshis? So the Rebbe explained that there's a certain paradox which exists within the teachings of Hasidus. Because Hasidus discloses the secrets of the Torah. It discloses what the Zohar refers to as Razin de Razin, the innermost mysteries of the Torah, and takes those innermost mysteries, takes things like what the Zohar would call Radla, Reshit Leis Yada, the unknowable beginning, terms like Atik and Arich, the ancient one, the long face of the divine, and all sorts of other deep Kabbalistic terms which seem very sublime and ethereal, and it takes those terms and renders them rationally understandable. The Rebbe says that we would think that by studying these sublime mysteries, a person's soul would expire. They would go into a state of spiritual ecstasy. How is it possible to distill the sublime into the rational, into the articulable? So the Rebbe says this comes from the question Ayeka. Ayeka is a question which is asked by something. Ayeka is asked by Hashem himself. Ayeka is asked by Atzmos. It's asked by the ultimate substance of ultimate reality. The ultimate substance of ultimate reality asks you, who are you? Why are you here? What is your mission in this world? And that's not just a question. It's an invitation. It's an act of empowerment. And if you take that invitation, says the Rebbe, you're given the power of Atzmos. You're given the power of ultimate reality. And ultimately, reality is capable of achieving paradoxes. We learn that Hashem, as he is exists in his ultimate sense, is nimna hanimnois. He is capable of breaking natural laws and even logical laws. So anybody who hears the question Ayeka and responds to the question of Ayeka is given tremendous empowerment. In the Alter Rebbe's case, his empowerment was that he was capable of distilling the sublime secrets of Torah into rationally articulable lexicon. But for you, whoever you are, if you hear the question Ayeka, where are you? And you respond to the question, even if it seems that your personal mission is an impossible task, you should know that you're not going at it alone. You're going at it as an emissary. You're going on this mission as an agent of Hashem, and you are therefore empowered with his ultimate power.